Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
5 o'clock, great to have you. I love Jeremy Otto's new sign-off. I'm Jeremy Otto, and you're not. It's tremendous. Here's how we're going to do something a little bit off the beaten path. Next week, obviously, is going to be all draft. And we talked about it today. We've talked Tigers today. We've covered everything. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. We wanted to take the final couple segments of the week because Rico's going to be very uncomfortable with this. But Kenny, David, and I, we had a meeting. Rico, you're going to need to be honest with the audience because you said something to us privately that shocked us all, and it didn't disappoint us. It saddened us. It made me sad, is that you said you are about a year behind me in a viewpoint on something in sports, and I went, oh, no, not Rico, not our innocent, virtuous, very, you know, holier than thou, not Rico. Do you want to share with the people?
Well, yeah, I guess I have to.
Because you coming to the dark side is jarring.
Because I'm about a year away from where you feel, how you feel about college sports, college football, college hoops. It's getting to the point where it's almost not fun anymore. And I'm a little bit of John Jansen. I'm going to let it play out this year because I need to know. Once they start and they hit the field this fall, will this dissipate? But right now, it's just disgusting. It's not fun. You're watching this guy just transferred in, and a week later, he's transferred back out. This guy's hitting the portal. Why are you hitting the portal, son? You have no stats. This guy went from here to there. You know, your coaches are doing the curly shuffle, moving from place to place. There's no continuity. It used to be that, you know what? At least whether I like the kid or not, he was going to be at this school for the next 3 to 5 years.
There are three stories that I think led to Rico's nervous breakdown here. So let me give you the context, and then Rico can take this to six. One, for like the fourth time, a player at Michigan State is in the portal. Not in total, like the player is in the portal again. Simeon Barrow, who's a D tackle, he's good. I'm not turning him into, you know, Albert Hainsworth, but he's good. It's like he just reaffirmed a commitment to the school, except cutscene, now I'm back in the portal.
Right, he has a meeting with Izzo, and Izzo convinced me to come back until...
Cutscene, I'm not back. That's one. Story number two, that Rico went on a rant late night that I wasn't trying to hear. Early enrollee at Colorado. So you early enrollee. You just got there 90 days ago. I am now entering the portal. Wait, you were so excited to go to Colorado.
Play for Coach Prime.
You enrolled early. Now you're leaving. And then the third one is Deion Sanders in sum total going out in concert with his son's embarrassing videos he's put out about, hey, I'm attending a class for the first time because, quote, wanted to see what it felt like. Deion openly Hey, offensive players, DM my son. Defensive players, DM me. And when asked about why 16 players had left Colorado in the last 10 days, who the hell were they anyways?
Right.
That's your head coach. Right. Those three stories have sent Rico to Mikey Land.
Right.
Because I'm just done. The whole thing is stupid.
Because here's the thing. You would at least figure, okay, we always say they're kids. But Deion, hey, what Coach Prime, why did I think 16 players have already left his program in the last couple, since the portal opened this week. And he's just like, well, who are they anyway? You know, they're nobodies. I'm paraphrasing here, but you would, okay, you know what? We had a lot of competition, and these young men just decided that, he just pretty much kicked them out. I guess they didn't come with their Louis luggage, because, you know, that's all you get. It is just like, what are we doing here? I mean, because you hear, because he gets hyped up, oh, he's this great coach. And it's like, was he really a great coach? Because people are always shocked when I say, you do realize last year he won the exact same amount of games as MSU. 4.
The other problem, Enrico's right, by the way. I mean, this is also the issue with the media, I take, but I'll leave that alone. It's spring games are tomorrow or this weekend or whatever you want to say. And what else it coincides with is this next version of the portal. And I think what's happening to you, I think what's happening to you is because you are more invested than me and you follow it closer, I think the whole portal is nonsense. It's you're getting fatigue because it's not just a transfer portal. Okay, musical chairs, the curly shuffle. Right. It's over now. Let's go play football. No. We're going to do it again.
Right.
And then just when you get comfortable, now it's after spring ball, we're going to do it again.
Right.
But wait, there's more. Summer practice,
they're going to do it again. Right. So somebody that you just knew was going to be on your team in December could be on their third team come the fall. So you can't get attached. You can't get angry. You can't get excited. Okay, your team just landed this guy. Oh, wait, you got 6 months before the season start? Good luck with that. Because what if the check doesn't cash? What if this happens? What if that, as you say, what if somebody calls you from a gas station burner phone? Hey, kid, we got this amount of money for you if you want to leave. It's just like, what are we doing here?
If there's no investment by the players, then why is there any investment by a fan? That's where I find myself. And I'm just, it's easy for me. My connection to college football and basketball now resides in a very weird place. If I didn't do cash the ticket, then the actual connection point is gone.
Right.
All of the things I liked about college football are gone. I don't have tickets anymore. I don't tailgate anymore. There's no connectivity to the school as it relates to players or coaches. There's no, Rico,
Mike, let me ask you this. I mean, and you know college football. Who's the best quarterback in the Big Ten this year?
Hold on.
Right there is the problem.
Right
there, like Drew Aller is the old man. Like he actually stuck around Penn State.
Cam Ward go to Ohio State?
No, he went to Miami.
See, I don't even see it.
Oh no, David, I know there's a day far away. It'll be like the week I get back from Saratoga in August. We're gonna do the portal shuffle,
right.
And I'm just gonna rifle play because I'll be prepped for the podcast preview season.
We could actually do something. Do it now. Put it in a time capsule and reread it 4 months from now.
Right.
Where is this guy?
Here's the other thing, and I'll lay on this sword so you don't get vilified.
I don't care.
Nowhere along the line have Rico or I said we don't want players paid. Kenny brought this up in the pre-show, and Kenny, you're spot on. I want the players paid. But this stuff is getting, I mean,
They just put a rule out saying that from here on out, you can transfer as many times as you want. There's no penalty because the NCAA is getting sued left and right. And for them, it's easier just to leave the gate open and you can come and go as you want because please stop suing us. If you want to transfer, like when you see a kid has transferred and he's on his third or fourth school, Mike, you used to make fun of that guy. Now that's just called normal.
Well, it's called business.
Right.
But my whole thing, and again, I don't have a Michigan comparison. I don't. I mean, I know clearly, Like, Keon Coleman asked Michigan State for more money like a zillion times. And it gets to a point where you go, you know what? There's donor fatigue. We're done with this. Like, that's happening everywhere. Now, how many times does a kid get to go back to the coaching staff who has openly had to kiss his ass because there's eight portals before you go, you know what, man?
And David, write this down, because I'm going to give your former coach some credit. Harbaugh was, he's about the only coach that I know that somehow squashed all of this. You didn't see guys jumping in the portal. You didn't see Donovan or anybody saying, hey, I think I may want to go in the portal to see if you give me more money. He kept everything under control. I don't know if Sharon Moore is going to be able to do that, but when you look across and say, who's the best quarterback? You don't know who's the quarterback where, because I fully expect, after watching Ohio State spring game, yes, I did watch it.
Oh, God.
I expect two of those guys to leave and be gone. As a matter of fact, I was joking on the podcast, could one of those quarterbacks be Michigan's next QB? Because they got actually like three good QBs, and only one's going to get the job. Because right now, Orji is lined up to be your quarterback, David.
I just figured it out. It's Will Howard. He went to Ohio State.
From
Kansas State.
There you go. And he may be one of the ones. He may end up at Michigan.
But the idea that you have spent, and I'm not making fun of you at all. You have buried me on a yearly basis because of my view on college football. And all of a sudden, like a switch has been flipped for you. And that scares me, because if the sport is losing somebody like you, that's a big problem.
Because I need to see what happens, because when the fall comes, maybe I won't care anymore.
I think the problem too, David, you get to a point where you're afraid of even having any of your players be good.
Mike, you're making, it's a lot of truth in what you just said.
Like tomorrow, you're going to be up at the spring thing, right, whatever it's called now. Some guy goes seven catches for 146. Watch.
Right.
Watch.
Right. All of a sudden, yeah, Nick Marsh goes out there and lights it up, and he'll never play it down at MSU because he's now at Alabama. Antonio Gates Jr. Like, oh, well, you know what? And he's now at Penn State.
So let me ask a question to you, the people. 248-539-9797. How are you supposed to care? That's the question. Zero smarm.
Because I do think that you're going to see less and less actual spring games, because I don't want to showcase any of my players.
Right. We're going to do calisthenics.
Pretty much.
It's not
right.
Why is everybody doing jumping jacks?
Where's the running back? Game. He's injured. He tripped over the chalk line.
248-539-9797.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, David, give me some of the ticket text. And like I said, if you want the draft talk or Tiger talk, we covered it all. We also talked about Iserman's comments, odyssey.com rewind. But it's, Rico, something like a switch flipped. And he just lost it over the last 24 hours, where now Rico's about one off season from joining where I'm at, which is just like, I really don't give a damn anymore. College sports has turned into a complete dumpster fire. F it. And like, I'm open about it. If I didn't have a contract with FanDuel and I didn't do the podcast that I do to make money, the time that it goes into breaking games down and trying to help people out? Like, no, I would pretty much just find something else to do. I mean, college hoops and college football are laughable right now. And the three stories I cited are kind of why Rico's had, I don't want to call it an epiphany, but like the idea that you're not berating me and instead going, Mike, honestly, I'm about a year behind you. I'm like, what the hell?
It became a paradigm shift where you're just like, wait, I don't see this the same way. It's like, yeah, no longer do I.
Is this a religious experience?
Not
Did you
quite.
See the bright light and then resume function in your body?
No, but it's just kind of one of those. But you know what? It's a come to Jesus moment where all of a sudden things just seem a lot different.
Like imagine being a coach and a player asks you for more money four times. You're just like, dude, honestly, just because, but get out. I've had enough.
But Mike, if you're a coach every day that you have to go, I mean, it was Richard Pitino. Put out a tweet and he's like, you know what? I'm only 15 days away to being mean to my players again because he knows for the next 15 days, I got to send you coffee and donuts and make sure you're happy so that you don't hit the portal. And then once it's over, I can go back to being a coach. Every day I have to say, you know, how was practice? Did I run you guys too hard? Is it, you know, we have an open line of communication. You stop being a coach. You're more of a concierge. Okay, what do I need to do to make you happy today so that you won't go into the portal?
I'm going to read some ticket texts, and then I have an additional who said it for you too. Have some fun with it.
What?
The NCAA may as well take the motto of Cardell Jones. I'm not here to play school. That is from Tom.
But I'll say it again to you. No one is living a fantasy that players were all there to get MBAs or be neuroscientists. That's not what I'm talking about.
No, what we need are just bona fide contracts.
No, I'm saying there was a connectivity that you're there, you're going to go to class. You're going to live a life on campus where you are seen, where you are 18 years old again, where you are a college athlete. I am fine with you getting paid. I've never had an issue. But this whole idea of, well, college football, it'll be Georgia football presented by, you know, Thomas Jefferson Bank. And it's like, wait, what? Like, here, it's football things.
And see, I'm
loosely affiliated with Ohio State University.
And I'm okay with them making money. But as we talked about in the break, sign a contract so that now – David Hull is a part of our team, and I know for the next 2 years, I don't have to call him every day to see if he's in the portal. Right. You're on the team, David. I can now build around you.
Or the best part, when you don't win that starting job, you don't get to dovetail like a little baby. Go to work and get your job back.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hold on 1 second with more ticket texts. I want to get to Zach real quick. Zach, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Z. What's going on?
So I'll keep it short, just to put it in some perspective. So I actually competed at the Division I level for a school in Michigan recently, but in a non-revenue sport. And I'll tell you right now, I, as a fan of sports, I'm getting sick of it. And the donor fatigue is a real thing. And everything I love, I'm with Mike on this, everything I loved with college football, with like the rivalries that had to deal with, you know, connections, or, you know, it was region based and all that. And the MAC schools, especially, it's all going to be gone. I like with this whole transfer portal and NIL, these smaller programs are just going to fail to even draw an audience. And I just hate it. And I could go on. And I know you guys are struck on time.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Keep going.
Yeah. It's just like, and I've known friends and I've had teammates who've transferred up and all that sort of stuff. And it's like, it's great for them and I'm happy for them. But when I look at these revenue sports, like football especially, and like, you guys are right. The whole spring game is going to turn into a showcase game. It's going to be like the NFL combine. Right. I mean, these guys are just going to, you're going to have a good game and then he could be gone tomorrow. And, you know, it's just, it's frustrating. And as a person who watched it with my dad growing up and all that, and he went to Central, so we love Central Michigan football too. It's like, those guys are gone. There's no, like, you're not going to have like a MAC championship run that Central had years ago with I forgot the quarterback's name, but
Dan Lefevre.
You know, and he ended up getting drafted. And today's world, that guy will just go up a level in 1 year and that'll be the end of it. Right. And that's why I hate about the whole transfer portal NIL. I'm four guys getting paid, but at some point you got to get it through the revenue sharing. You can't expect donors to just give a kid $1 million every
Zach,
year.
That's the, yeah. Zach, that's the whole point. And look, Zach, I don't want to sound like an old man, but allow me this for a moment. Like, when I went to college and I didn't have any money, like, if you paid me $1,000 a month, I would have felt like Rick Ross. I would have thought I was balling out of control. I mean, you have players now who we don't even know if they're any good, Zach, pulling in seven figures based on what? Do you realize the quarterback at Michigan State makes more money than a second-round NFL draft pick? Are you kidding me?
We got players who we know aren't any good, and they're making six figures.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you want real talk? They're not that great. But
Zach, that's part
figures.
Of my problem. Is like, I want college athletes paid, but like, what the hell happened to like, hey man, here's, I don't know, $5,000 a month? $10,000? Like,
that's what it was supposed to be like, about, but now it's just an arms race.
Exactly. And it's frustrating, and I'm all for guys getting paid. It's just, I mean, when you're paying recruits, I mean, you hear the stories. They're getting paid just to show up on campus now. You're never going to pull anybody.
No, and that's why I'm largely just out. I mean, Zach, it's just what it is. And I mean, my job is I'll always be able to watch games, but it's with a specific purpose. You didn't have to convince me years ago to watch Notre Dame, Ohio State. No, I just watch it because it's on basis. Mm-hmm. Now it's I need to take a nail gun to Jim Costa's head because I'm on one side of the game and Jim's on the other. It has nothing to do with the sport anymore because the sport is dead. Mm-hmm. It's absolute silliness.
Getting there. I'm about a year away, Mike.
I'm both thrilled and mortified to hear that. David, couple ticket texts before we get to I'm Jeremy Otto and you're not.
Yeah, you asked the best quarterback of the Big Ten. Someone says it's Aiden Childs. But he'll probably end up at Ohio State by the fall.
Yeah, right. Give it 2 weeks. He'll play great in the spring game tomorrow, and then he's going back home to L.A.
And then this one speaks well to the NCAA right now. The lack of rules is crazy, too. State of Virginia passed a law to allow schools to directly pay the NIL. What even is the NCAA doing?
Nothing. They don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
That's what.
I mean, seriously, if I had a spring game, I wouldn't put any of my star players out there.
Rico would take students and put them in real players' jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, I'll tell you, that guy looked like he gained a few LBs.
Right, how many sacks did Kenny Cott get? None. He didn't play. He was injured. Next question.
Can you imagine if we put Kenny in an Aiden Childs jersey tomorrow? What the hell happened to this guy? Paid $1 million for this?
Can't complete a pass. Tripping on his feet.
Right, Kenny falling on his face on a bootleg. All right, 248-539-9797.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Wojo and Riggs are joining us. I want to play something for Wojo because, I feel like Woj has been very emotional this week. I think he's projecting. He's taking out some frustrations on me, which is fine. But I want to play something.
Oh, shut up. I am not.
Okay, then. I want to play something for you because I think oftentimes when you hear certain commentary from an unexpected source, it can elicit an even more vitriolic response.
Oh, I like this game.
Now, hold on. Are you plugged in?
I'm plugged in. Yeah, I can hear everything.
I want to play some sound for you. Okay. David, if you'd be so kind.
Kenneth J. Cott.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I've always wondered what Kenny's face looked like when that plays. Now I know.
I was being critical of Steve Yzerman, and then I said, I never said fire Steve Yzerman.
But you said the words in the same sentence.
Yeah, I thought he was going to go with the Derek Lalonde soundbite.
Oh, my God. You guys are right about that. Like, Derek Lalonde, total 180. It's almost like Yzerman came in. Right, it's ripped his head off.
It's like I was wearing a Lalonde skin suit, and I was up there today. Are you kidding me?
It was unbelievable. And by the way, did you hear Yzerman? We're going to go over it. It does not seem like they're on the same page.
No.
Not at all.
We got to praise him after.
No, but we talked about it. It was like Rico nailed this. He goes, oh, that's Lalonde after coming out of the principal's office. I go, yeah, Stevie took the chair to that C7 vertebrae. Like, don't you dare be out here talking about we're just happy to be here.
Well, then today Yzerman was asked by John Neo about the job Lalonde's doing. And he's like, well, no lingering question. He's our coach. But then he's like, I really hope our coaching staff can teach our defense fundamentals. He's like, it's not the system. It's fundamentals. And he said fundamentals like five times.
That's when I began making the joke of like, wait, are you kidding? Craig Berube just moved in next door?
Oh, no.
like Lalonde subdivision.
Wait a second.
Is that Barry Trotz mowing his lawn?
Wait, was that Gerard Gallant in Yzerman's passenger seat?
Dude, some older dude with unbelievable hair just moved in. Yeah, that's Lane Lambert.
he does have only 1 year left in his contract, and I don't know.
Yeah,
if
and it might be six games if they don't get out to a good start.
There's nothing maybe like wrong.
As I said, right now you're just going month to month.
Yeah, but it never works out when you know you got to whack a guy. Just whack. It never works out. You give a guy like a rope of like 20 games. It never works out.
If you like, and maybe you don't, but if you like Yzerman's management style, he did it in Tampa too. He's very patient.
With Guy Boucher. And then
that was the only one that he whacked right away. He was patient with.
Then he brought in everybody. Smooth Johnny Cooper.
Yeah, who's never
he
left.
He really is smooth.
So guys.
He's one of my faves.
Yeah. Oh, this is Hatchet calling over
I want to play a game with you. It's called Who Said It.
Oh, I love this game.
I have a quote from an anonymous NFL head coach.
Who's eligible?
Okay.
I'm going to read it, and I at the same time, I want everyone to guess.
Okay, is this a game where
count us down from three, two, one, and then we all blurt it out.
But I will say this before I read it. I'm not quite sure who said it. I think I know for sure, though.
Oh, this is
this
good.
Is the game this where Hatchet rips on Gator, right, afterwards?
Oh, yeah, it's glorious.
You ripped on me today, too. Let's keep it going. Very disrespectful. Yeah.
Oh, I love this game.
You're never going to be in that spot again, so you better get the right guy, said one head coach. When McCarthy did throw it, and he had to throw it, it was pretty impressive, man. He beat Alabama. He had to make big-time throws in that game, and he did. If I was Chicago, I'd be bringing in Caleb and JJ this week and grinding the blank out of those two because there's not enough evidence to say Caleb is clearly number one.
Three, two, one.
Dan Campbell.
Harbaugh.
It could very well be.
Oh, come on,
Harbaugh.
The man. I heard the man. I went Dan Campbell.
I heard man and I thought Campbell, but then,
Harbaugh is what we believe it is, yes.
Is Harbaugh really going to say grind the bleep out of them?
Yes. Why not? The dude lives in an RV like a nut job.
I will say this.
It's a very nice view.
It does sound more like Campbell as far as the phrases. But
I don't think Campbell really cares.
I don't know, man. Chicago's in their division. Maybe somebody asked him.
It's from a head coach with strong track records on QB.
Oh, well. Maybe not Dan Campbell.
That goes back to Harbaugh and
Sean Payton would talk that way.
Probably. Ooh. Maybe.
You know what? That's actually a pretty good one. That could be. And he loves to talk, and he has all these connections in the TV
world. And he's mean.
And he wears a squirrely little visor.
Can't trust a coach in a visor.
No,
it's
you can't.
And he allowed that dude from
that's why Rico
King
never
of
wears
Queens to play him in the movie.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
whatever.
About?
No.
Right, Kevin James.
What's coming up next? Because Rico's only contractually obligated to be here till 5:55.
Friday.
Does he start reading something pretty quickly?
He's going to if you don't say what's coming up on your show.
Oh, we're going to talk about what Yzerman and Lalonde said today. We're going to compare the Red Wings to a certain degree with the Tigers. We're leaving the Pistons
And we're talking about the Irish goodbye.
Oh, it's a great move.
Yeah.
Got to.
No.
You'll never get out of a social function.
We might have done it today.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Irish goodbye.
Start reading. Yeah. I got nothing. Oh, get the hell out of here. Go enjoy your weekend.
You don't have anything to read?
No. Silence. 97.1.
So we got another minute to talk.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.